This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. Oh yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for another Raptors Abroad podcast. It's your boy Sam. I'm in London, and I'm about to break down Game 10 of the 2014-2015 regular season for the Toronto Raptors. This one played on November 16th against the Utah Jazz at home. Sellout game at the ACC, 19,800 strong. That's what I'm talking about, T-Dot. Seriously, everyone says it's just a hockey town. Not everyone, but often you'll hear people say, Toronto's just about hockey, basketball takes a back seat. Well, when you're selling out for the Utah Jazz in 2014, let's give some props where props are due. Am I right? Way to go, Raptor fans. All right, so the Toronto Raptors, also giving them the fans a reason to be in the stands, they're 7-2, coming off a loss, but that's all right. DeMar DeRozan struggling the last couple of games, a little bit of a shooting slump. Jonas Valanciunas kind of looking a little rusty. So hopefully, near the end of this homestand, we're going to see those two straighten it out. And they did not make us wait long, so let's get into this ballgame. First quarter, 11:27 mark, Jonas Valanciunas. Power drive on Derek Favors, the very talented and skilled Derek Favors, and hits the running hook. Very good to see Jonas being aggressive early and showing confidence. DeMar DeRozan also showing some confidence. He steps up and drains his first two shots. And then at the 9:04 mark, the two of them getting together, DeMar DeRozan with a beautiful drive. After hitting his first two shots, he's got all the defense sucked in towards him. And he has a great little wraparound dish to Jonas, who lays it in. Raptors up 8-2 in the first 3 minutes. 6:50 mark, DeMar DeRozan, lovely pump fake on the low left block, or in the left post. Gets his defender to fly by him, then steps through and lays it up nice and easy off glass. Really advanced footwork by DeMar, and showing that his repertoire has grown in the offseason, as it does every year. And you know, that's one of the things that makes him a pleasure to watch. I've been watching DeMar DeRozan since his rookie year, as a lot of you guys have been. And I've seen every single game he's played, at least regular season games and playoff games, in a Toronto Raptor uniform. And the guy is constantly getting better. If you looked at a graph of DeMar DeRozan's improvements, there wouldn't be very many downturns in that. It's just a pretty slow and steady climb up, with a couple of sharper jumps in there. But he's just consistent and constantly evolving, and a pleasure to watch, particularly this season. All right, so the Jazz, however, were doing a pretty good job on the offensive rebounds, and they, despite this nice work from DeMar and Jonas, come back to take the lead, and they're up 13-12. With 6 minutes to go. 5:02 mark, Jonas, lovely little post up and baby hook on Enes Kanter, who is also a pretty skilled big man. I believe he's from Turkey. 3:46 mark, DeMar DeRozan, still rolling, lovely drive and layup. Jazz are up 2, 18-16. 3:02 mark, Jonas, great job here. Kyle Lowry got stuck guarding Enes Kanter in the low left block, and Jonas waited, and then as soon as Kanter went into his spin move, Jonas came over from the blind side and blocked him nicely. Then at the 2:05 mark, Jonas hustling back and getting Alec Burks, who's a quick, speedy guard. I'm a fan of this guy as well. I think he's going to be really good. Jonas gets up, blocks him in transition. Then the 1:43 mark, Jonas defending the paint again. Alec Burks driving. Jonas doesn't get the block, but forces a wild shot, hits the top of the backboard. Raptors snatch it up. They break off in transition, resulting in a Kyle Lowry 3. And that cuts the Jazz lead down to 1:20-19. 1:27 mark, DeMar DeRozan. Great anticipation. Spots the swing pass, fills the passing lane for the steal, and he's all alone, goes all the way in for the layup. It was actually good hustle back by the Jazz, but DeMar was able to finish that with using his athleticism and hang time. And Raptors are up 21-20. 5.8 seconds to go. Patrick Patterson, nice little offensive rebound and a layup. But Alec Burks answered that with a triple, and the Jazz attacked on a couple of other points. So they actually had a two-point lead after one quarter, 25-23. So Raptors shoot 55% in the quarter. Jazz shoot 50%, but Jazz with a two-point lead. So, kind of strange. We'll examine that a little bit more in the box score later. All right, to the second quarter we go. 9:21 mark. Sweet Lou, 4-3. Giving the Raptors a one-point lead, 29-28. Really enjoying having Sweet Lou on this ball club as well. It doesn't feel like there's a drop-off. It feels like when he comes in, we still have a legitimate scorer out there and someone that could start on many teams in the league. That's just me. From what I understand, he's been injured the last couple of years, and he's still a young guy, and I think Lou Williams, the best might be yet to come from him still. Kind of reminds me a little bit of a Jamal Crawford. I know that might be a bit of high praise, but I think he's got it in him. I think he's got it in him. He seems to have that knack to get that ball in the basket. 9:05 mark. Absolutely gorgeous play. I need to come up with a name for these, like a James Johnson moment, something like that. But my boy James Johnson, who I'm just absolutely loving, he blocks Rudy Gobert. And if you don't know Rudy Gobert, he is a ridiculously tall and long guy. I believe he's from France. This guy can dunk barely leaving the ground. He can throw down a two-handed hammer flat-footed. Really, really long and lanky guy, and not without skills. He actually looks like he could develop into something if he gets some better footwork down. But on this play, he gets blocked by James Johnson on the dunk attempt at one end. Raptors break the other way. James Johnson breaks the other way. Lou Williams goes in for the layup. He misses, but who's there for the tip-in? James Johnson. Mad skills. Just showing off that athleticism. More from him later in the game. Next 6 minutes, the team's trade baskets. We get down to about the 3:20 mark. Jonas, with an interesting little sequence here. 3:20 mark, he misses a very easy layup on the pick and roll. That led to Enes Kanter dunking on the fast break. And then 26 seconds later, Jonas gets fouled, goes to the free throw line, misses two free throws. And the Jazz are up 43-36. So they have started to pull away a little bit with a 7-point lead. But that seemed to wake Jonas up. All right, this is not another game of me busting on Jonas. Check this out. 1:42 mark, Jonas. Oh, sorry, I'm skipping one. 2:10 mark, Jonas. Making up for his previous error, he has a lovely little spin move in the paint, puts it up. Derek Favors blocks it, but gets called for goaltending. It was a good call. 1:42 mark. So just 28 seconds later, Jonas Valanciunas, excellent hands to pick up a deflected pass from Amir, and he just, almost looking like Amir does, he just reached behind him and then swooped forward and laid it in off the glass softly. Almost in slow motion, but using that coordination. Maybe taking a page out of his fellow Biggs book there. Nice to see. Enes Kanter, though, still rolling. He answers with a jumper. Jazz are up 47-40. 35.6 seconds to go. Jonas Valanciunas goes in, tries a little baby hook, misses, but flies in and battles for the rebound, puts another one up, and again, Derek Favors called for the goaltend. Brilliant work there by the big man. 9.2 seconds to go. Kyle Lowry, little drive into the paint, pulls up, hits a fadeaway. His second, by the way, in like the last minute, I kind of skipped it over one, but Lowry had a similar play at the 1 minute mark. And that cut the Jazz lead down to 3, 49-46. So a nice close to the quarter for the Raptors. Obviously, it would be nice to have a lead, but we were down 7 just seconds earlier, so I'll take being down only 3 going into half. And the big difference in this one, both teams were shooting pretty well, both teams were playing all right, defense. But the Raptors with only 2 free throw attempts in the half, which they missed both of. The Jazz with 10 free throw attempts. And I'm not sure what the numbers were on the makes, but 3-point game, 8-point differential in free throw attempts is going to be huge. Third quarter, Kyle Lowry, still feeling the fadeaway. He starts it with another little turnaround fadeaway. Raptors down 49-48. Next possession, Amir Johnson with the steal. Raptors go the other way, swing it around, miss the shot, but Amir's there for the offensive rebound. Kicks it back out, leads to DeMar driving and draining a layup at the 10:50 mark. And that gives the Raptors the lead back, 50-49. DeMar DeRozan then doing a great job being aggressive, getting to the free throw line. He gets a couple more. Then at the 5:20 mark, Kyle Lowry. Lovely little back down on Dante Exum, the rookie from Australia. Little pump fake on him from about 14 feet. Exum leaves his feet. Lowry jumps into him, gets the contact, puts up a shot, drains it, and one. With the free throw, that puts the Raptors up 5-65-60. Then the 4:30 mark, DeMar DeRozan still rolling with a lovely little baseline jumper. He cut from the left side underneath the basket, received a pass just as he was clearing the right side of the basket, and then pulled up from about 7-8 feet away. And if you've never tried that, it's tough to turn when you're cutting baseline and then turn towards your own basket and then square up to the opponent's basket and get that baseline shot to go down. So showing he's a little bit dialed in there. And DeMar at that point, 9 of 14, 22 points. So that's a way to break out of a little mini shooting slump. 4-minute mark. Wow, wow, wow. Huge play here. T. Ross getting a screen from Amir Johnson in the high left block. Turns and cuts towards the basket. Lowry sees it happening. Throws up an alley-oop. But uh-oh, the pass is off. It's quite high and it's quite left. But don't worry, because Lowry, you're tossing it up to the former slam dunk champion, T. Timely Ross. He goes up, catches this ball with basically his fingertips. And his shoulders were about square on with the side of the backboard. And he's able to just catch that ball, reach out and extend and throw it down. One of the best Raptor alley-oops I've seen in a very long time. Beautiful play. Raptors up 7 off of that. 69-62. Whew. Tell you, if you check out the highlight reels, you're definitely going to see that one replayed a couple of times. It was phenomenal. All right, fast forward to the 1:43 mark. Jonas Valanciunas. Great job stretching to get an offensive rebound from Rudy Gobert, who, like I said, is tall, but he's not so thick. And Jonas grabs that rebound, then he backs him down, draws a couple of free throws, makes both of them. Raptors up 5 at that point, 73-68. Then with 46 seconds to go, Grevis, the cocky man Vasquez, who has not gotten mentioned yet in this podcast, but you'll hear more from him later on. He steps up, hits a dribble up 3. Raptors up 76-70. He then hustles back, draws a charge at the other end. Raptors don't benefit actually off of that, and the Jazz chip in a couple more points. Raptors with a 4-point lead going into the fourth quarter, 76-72. So, a little bit of momentum taken away, but feels like we still should have this ball game. But look out, because the Jazz get the first 4 points of the fourth quarter in the first 45 seconds, and they tie the ball game up at 76. So not exactly the start that I was expecting, but we can work with this. We're still at home. We're still the number one team in the East, or at least tied for number one in the East. And with this win, if we win this ball game, we can do it. 10:14 mark. Absolutely incredible play here. Really fortuitous, I guess. Grevis Vasquez tries a feed to Tyler Hansbrough in the paint. It winds up going through his legs, starts dribbling towards the left corner. Lou Williams hustles, saves it, and he's kind of leaning out of bounds. Defender gets to him. Lou Williams puts it up, gets fouled. The ball hits the top left corner of the backboard, just glances it, and goes in for a 3-pointer and one. Unbelievable. Unfortunately, Lou Williams misses the free throw, but the Raptors were up 3 off of that 3-pointer, 79-76. Gordon Hayward, who I expected to talk about a lot more in this podcast. I'm a big fan of this guy. He really was very quiet. I think I found out after the game he was had some flu-like symptoms. He answers with a sweet driving end one. however. So that tied the ball game back up. 836 mark, James Johnson. Gorgeous play here. Driving left to right, elevates, and again, just using that extra hang time that he has, he bounces off of one of the Jazz big men. I can't remember who it was, but just bounces off him, hangs in the air for that extra second, lets the defender fall to the floor, and then he just puts up a soft little shot up and in. Doesn't get the foul called, and it's probably a good call. Looked like the defender went straight up and down, but gorgeous finish. Unfortunately, the celebration does not last long because back on defense, James Johnson saving the ball going out of bounds on his own end line, which he successfully did, but in the process he stepped on the foot of a cameraman and rolled his ankle pretty bad, it seemed. He tried to come back in the game for about a minute and then he was right back out and did not return. So hopefully, you know, the Raptors don't have a game for another few days, so hopefully he's going to have some time to heal up and he won't miss too many minutes. I haven't got a report on that yet. 8:05 mark. Hayward dribbling through the entire Raptor team, goes coast to coast and just hammers down a two-hander. I don't even want to say in transition. I mean, I guess it was in transition, but everyone was back. He just treated the Raptor team like pylons and went in and hammered one down. That gave the Raptor or the Jazz the lead back, 83-82. Patrick Patterson, however, who has not got a big mention in this podcast yet, and I know there's not a lot of time left, but you will hear more from him. He answers with a transition layup. 6:40 mark, Tyler Hansbrough. Nice hustle, getting the offensive rebound. Kicks it to Sweet Lou, who hits a little leaning 18-footer. And then 20 seconds later, Grevis Vasquez pushing the ball, drains a three in transition. And then 27 seconds later, Patrick Patterson in the left corner, draining a three. Our boys from Sacramento doing work, doing damage. And the Raptors now up seven. Whew, 92-85. 5:17 mark, we go. Lou Williams hits a gorgeous 20-foot turnaround fadeaway. I mean, this move, it was incredible. It was almost like he treated the play like he was 10 feet from the basket or 8 feet from the basket instead of 18 or 20. I'll tell you, he gets the ball in the high left block, turns his back to the defender, little dribble, kind of fakes a move to his right or to his left, and then spins right and steps back off of 1 foot and floats up a 20-footer. I mean, almost from college three-point land. And nothing but net. Absolutely amazing that he has the confidence to put that shot up. Yeah. Enjoying the offseason acquisition of Sweet Lou Williams. That put the Raptors up 9, 94-85. That, by the way, was a 12-2 run. 4:48 mark. Sweet Lou Williams fouled shooting a three. Looks like we've got another guy in a Raptor uniform that has a knack for that. Kyle Lowry used to get at least one or two of those a game. Well, not used to. I say he does. He just hasn't the last couple of games. And Lou Williams is picking up the slack. So he gets fouled shooting a three, makes all three of them. Raptors now up 11, 97-86. And then the 4:25 mark, huge play here. Sweet Lou Williams grabbing an air ball, the Utah Jazz air ball. He outlets it quickly to Kyle Lowry. Lowry takes it into the paint, draws all the traffic, dumps it off to a trailing DeMar DeRozan. DeMar scoops it up, flies in, hammers it with two hands. Raptors up 11, 99-88. And then the proper icing on this ball game. 3:09 mark, Patrick Patterson, right wing triple. Raptors up 16, 104-88. And he wasn't done. 3 seconds to go. Patrick Patterson hits a nice little baseline jumper. That'll put the Raptors up 18. Why am I mentioning that? Because that's how the ball game ended. 111-93 Raptors, which was their largest lead of the ball game. What a great way to finish out a game with your largest lead. So if you were to just look at the score, you'd think, wow, this was a blowout. But really, this was a pretty tight ball game until there's about 6 or 7 minutes to go. Jazz were coming off a back-to-back, and that typically happens. A team, they'll hang with you for a bit, and then they just start to run out of legs. And the Raptors just absolutely took over. So on to this box score. Let's take a look here. DeMar DeRozan, the big standout. 10 of 17 from the field, 27 points. That is how you murder a little mini shooting slump. That's what I'm talking about, DeMar. We didn't get many games out of DeMar like that this last season. And we've already had a few where DeMar shot well over 50%, approaching 60%. That's what I like to see. And then not to be outdone is Kyle Lowry. 8 of 14, 19 points, also 4 assists. But for me, the big star of this ball game, the one that really made me excited, because we've seen that from Kyle, we've seen that from DeMar, but Jonas Valanciunas, 34 minutes, which is great. I haven't seen him play that long in a long time, and he represents those minutes by putting up 7 of 12 field goals, 17 points, and 14 huge rebounds. Two blocks as well. So the points and rebounds, both season highs for Jonas, and that is the type of production that I'm talking about. I feel like we should be able to expect this from Jonas on a nightly basis. I really do. I don't think that 17, 14 might be high, but 17 and 11, 17 and 10, I think we should be able to expect that from Jonas. I think he should expect that from himself. He's got the skills, he's got the frame, he can do it. So great performance from the starters there. And then you also had Patrick Patterson, 7 of 11 for 16 points. And Lou Williams, while he didn't shoot it that well, his shots were timely. He was 4 of 13, 13 points. Excellent ball game there from the Raptors. And as a team, they shoot 51.2% to the Jazz's 44%. That's going to get it done. Free throws, I guess, I mean, the Raptors actually poured it on in the second half. They wound up getting to the line 21 times in the second half, making 17 of them. Finished 17 of 23 for the ball game. Jazz 22 of 30. So they did have the edge there, but the Raptors, as you can see, won a little bit more significantly than by 5 points. So nice ball game there for the Raptors. Big W, and that puts us, by the way, to 8-2 on the season. And I cannot believe we've hit double digits. We're 10 games in, and my Toronto Raptors, your Toronto Raptors, are still the number one team in the East by themselves. We are all alone in first in the East and number three in the league. That's right, believe that. Whew, that is what I'm talking about, T-Raps. All right, so the Raptors have a few days off. I don't believe we play again until Wednesday, but that's against Memphis, who is one of the teams that's ahead of the Raptors in the league right now. I believe they're 7-8-1 or 9-1, something like that. So, pretty huge ball game. Pretty huge ball game. I mean, if the Raptors can win this one, they're going to be creating a little distance between them and Washington and Chicago in the East, and I believe that would put them into second in the league, maybe even first, depending on how Houston fares the next couple of days. So exciting times for Raptor fans. Very exciting times, and exciting times to be doing the Raptors Abroad podcast. All right, thanks for checking this one out. I'm your boy, Sam, hitting you up from London. We will catch y'all on Thursday. 1-1-1-1.